on.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Of course, you can watch us on our webcam for free over at cam.freetalklive.com, which is brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Coming up, Julia will tell us about a bracelet ban. We'll see what that's all about here. But first, it is, I believe, we've got Scott in Minnesota on the amp lines. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Ian. Thanks for letting me get one of my tracks for my solo project, Scream, Cry Out, Tell Truth, on the radio Monday.
One of your what? I'm sorry.
Oh. The little poem I read.
I barely even remember it happening, but don't take that personally. Okay. So what's on your mind tonight?
I remember the poem.
Man, you're mean. Jeez.
He can't help himself.
Wait. What was mean about that? I don't remember it.
I don't even remember your silly little poem.
I didn't say
it was, whatever. Don't take that personally.
I didn't say it was silly. You want me to lie?
I'm saying that. You could have just said, like, oh, yeah.
But that would be a lie. I'm sorry. I don't remember what your poem was. I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
I'm sorry. It just was mean and funny.
Yeah. Don't take it personal, Scott. He's just it's a disability of his. He can't not sound pompous.
Why is it pompous to be honest about something? Why is that pompous?
I'm not sure if that can necessarily be explained, because I think a lot of it is in the way you say it, not what you say.
It's interaction, you know. Yes, yeah, like, his poem's important. He read it on air. Of course, you wouldn't forget important things. So therefore, you go, oh yeah, thanks. Go ahead, Scott. What were you calling about? And you just move on. Like, that's how real interactions go on. I understand.
Real interactions between people who are being dishonest with one another.
That's correct.
But between people who are putting on a front or putting on a false face.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, that's not who I'm going to be.
There you go. See? He's even pompous in saying, I won't do it. I shan't do it. You can't make me.
I shan't be dishonest. I'm gonna be straight up with people. If I don't understand what you're saying, I'm not going to nod at you and say, oh, okay. Oh, that's great. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, if people out there are thinking about hiding out in a bunker somewhere, there's examples out there that doing that alone just won't work, like Ruby Ridge. You know, agents of the state will come out and find you and drag you back into the system. So if that's your plan, you should probably go somewhere where there's lots of people who want to unplug from the system, like the Free State Project.
I think you're absolutely right about that. The whole hiding in the woods thing, it may not be a guaranteed solution for freedom, especially if there's still property taxes on that little house in the woods, right? I mean, those government bureaucrats are pretty good about going and getting their property taxes from everybody that they believe owes them.
I just watched, again, in season one of Penn and Teller BS, I watched the episode. I think it's called The End of the World. And they actually have another one that sort of takes a different approach in season seven. But the one in season one makes fun of survivalist type people, and they send these two Brooklyn guys out into the woods to take a survival class, and these just nutties who have been doing it for like 7 years are like making mud huts and camouflaging themselves, and they just cover themselves with mud and like leaves, and it's really, really funny.
Ludicrous.
Because Penn and Teller point out that, like, if the world really ends or if something like catastrophic happens, are our guns not going to work and our, you know, matches aren't going to work anymore, just because they take such a caveman-ish approach to it. It was just entertaining.
Hey, Scott, thanks for the thoughts and the call tonight. I appreciate it. And when I say I appreciate your calls, I mean it. 800-259-9231. But just because I don't remember what you called about doesn't mean that you should take that personally.
The way he said it, he's like, oh, thanks so much for letting me read your poem. And you were like, oh, yeah, that's great. I don't remember it. Sorry. I don't know.
Anyway, let's continue. And
it was mean in a funny way.
Let's talk to Ryan. It was wasn't supposed to be mean. It was just intended to move the conversation along. Let's get to the point of tonight's call.
I think any time that Ian has to carry on a conversation with a relatively normal individual, it's funny.
Let's talk to Ryan in Arizona. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Julia, and Mark. Ryan in Arizona going once. Ryan in Arizona going twice. Oh, apparently we already took him. Let's talk to Clayton in Illinois. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live. See, I didn't even remember I took Ryan's call. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm actually calling in, not the previous caller, but the one before that had called in talking about receiving a statement from the Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah.
I myself received one of these nice thick envelopes today to the tune of owing them $1,002.
Oh, boy.
God.
This goes back to 2008, and I'm just now getting this.
Yeah, they don't exactly, the gears of government do not turn quickly.
Well, no, they don't, and I know that firsthand, and I've been following you guys for a while. I think last time I talked to you guys, I was in the Air Force, so I'm all too familiar with how the government operates. But I wanted to call in, and if the previous caller is still listening, there are a number of phones that do support in-call recording, whether it's some type of smartphone, like a Windows mobile-based device, a BlackBerry, even the iPhone or the Android-based phones all have applications out there that you can either get off the Internet for free or through each respective provider's application store that will allow you to record phone calls.
Nice.
So what's the IRS going after you for a grand for?
They're stating it is because I misrepresented my income and because was a W-2 or 1099 not received.
Meaning that they did not receive that from you?
I'll be honest with you, I have no idea. It kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier about government paperwork, and they literally make it as confusing as they possibly can legally.
Sure. That way they can catch you
and up and get them to pay.
Right. Exactly. Because how do you know if what they're saying is true or not? You don't know.
No. And that's all they're going for. They just want you to shut up, quit griping, and pay the bill because most of the American populace will, and that's how they get away with it.
Right. Absolutely.
And the other option is remember that these rules are written by lawyers and that you'll have to employ a lawyer in order to extract yourself from the circumstance. So either way, the people in charge win because it really is a government, by the lawyers for the lobbyists, and that's how it runs.
They aren't going to win this one. I've typed up a nice two-page letter I'm mailing to them, along with a bill for a stamp, as well as the cost of the ink and the paper to print my statement on.
That'll
be
great.
Play games with them.
What is the gist of your two-page letter?
Basically, thank you very much for once again taxing us to death. I mean, I don't understand how they can get away with this for so long, and
it's just gotten worse
and worse.
Well, it's just what you said. I mean, they send out these notices to people saying, "Oh, all right, well, let's just hit them with $1,000."
Fishing expeditions.
You know, it won't be worth it. $1,000. It wouldn't be worth it to hire an attorney. So they'll just pay the bill, and that'll be it. And they know that most people will do it. It's just what you say. And people are too afraid to do anything about it because, well, they don't want to go to jail. So, I mean, they're in a position where they can literally get away with highway robbery.
Come get me.
So are you going to ask them questions, or are you just making a statement?
In the statement that I provided them, I specifically spelled out that I do not agree with any of the changes. They're calling them changes to my tax bill or refund or whatever for 2008. And I specifically put in there that I do not agree with any of them. Within the statement, I flat out made it very clear I will not provide any additional contact information. Each time they send me a letter and I have to send a response back, I will bill them for a stamp. but they are more than welcome to come over to my house. I'll sit down with all my paperwork, and we'll sort this out face-to-face. Don't hide behind a letter. Don't hide behind a phone call. Don't hide behind an email.
Well, they're going to want you to come to their offices.
Yeah, that's how they operate.
Let us know what happens. Good luck out there, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With one pandemic here, it's only time until the next one is released. NutraMedical has put together the First Line Defense Kit to help protect you and your loved ones against the next attack. The First Line Defense Kit contains NutraDefense, which blocks viral and bacterial pathogenic attacks on your body. Follow NutraDefense with NutriMmune to boost your natural killer T cells to the maximum, allowing your body to help fight abnormal cells and pathogens. Also included are non-toxic and environmentally friendly defense wipes to destroy all RNA and DNA viruses. Plus, you'll also receive an NIOSH N95 antiviral mask that blocks all viral particles from entering your nose and throat. Last but not least, there's Nutridyne, a super powerful natural universal pathogen killer. Superior to all forms of iodine, Nutridyne protects from nuclear fallout. The First Line Defense is available now and only through NutraMedical.com or by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want tonight. It's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And we invite you to be a part of the show by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. 9231. You can join us online where we've got listening options, live streams, broadband and dial-up versions around the clock, plus our webcam. Listen lines are available for those of you that want to listen via your phone. If you can dial a long-distance number, you can use the listen lines any time of the day or night. And all of it's free over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, we got about 80 radio stations as well. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Hey, government is a wonderful thing. But you should already know that, unless you weren't paying attention in the 12 years of school the government made you attend, it was 13 for me, and that the government controlled and the government forced your parents to pay for by regularly threatening to steal their home. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more and get some of the podcasts. That's schoolsucksproject.com, or get some of the MP3s. I suppose podcast is a method of delivery, though it's frequently used incorrectly. All right, we continue here with your phone calls about what you want, and we start with Jericho listening to listening in Mount Jackson. Jericho, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Miguel. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Ian, by the way, man, I don't think you're pompous. It's all good, dude.
Oh, well, thanks.
Anyway, what I called about, let's see how I put this. I'm part German. My great-great-grandmother came here from Germany, you know, legally. She was an immigrant. I have three children. Two of them are half Mexican. Obviously, I'm not racist against Mexican. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Two of them are half Mexican. Their grandparents came to America legally. Out of my experience with most Hispanics I know that are here legally and came here the proper way and everything else, those are the people who really can't stand the illegals big time. I mean, like, for example, my children's grandparents, they can't stand the illegals. They came here and did things right. They helped this country.
Wait a minute, Jericho. The idea that they did things right, I think, is fallacious. Why is it right to obey government bureaucrats' arbitrary demands?
Okay, well, I mean, all right, now, government bureaucracy, I will say, I was getting ready to mention it, what I see is a three-prong problem, at least a three-prong problem. Part of that is government bureaucracy. You're not going to find very few nations in this world who just let people come through their borders unchecked. Everywhere you go, you got to show your passport, you got to show your papers. That's the way we do business all around the world.
Yep.
Okay?
Who's
now,
we?
What's that?
We the human race.
We did, yeah, pretty much.
Those are governments that are doing that.
Well, the governments
kind of business.
That do it. I understand.
And just to point out that because other governments are tyrannical and oppressive, should not be an excuse for this one to be as bad as they are.
Oh no, I'm not going to say that. You're definitely right about that. But looking at it from my point of view, anyway, what's the problem with coming here legally? And it should be made easier for them to come here legally.
I agree with that much. But,
I'm fine with making it easier.
The idea that somehow the government's going to be streamlined it's kind of Pollyannish. I mean, when does that happen? When does the government get more efficient at what it does?
Never. Go to your local DMV. I mean, every level of government is screwed.
It gets more and more Byzantine. I'd like to talk about the immigrants wanting, and I do agree that there are certainly people that have immigrated legally that are very upset with the idea of people immigrating illegally. But I would also like to point out that people that participate in all kinds of hazing operations, and that is exactly what the immigration program is. It is a hazing program in order to keep people who don't want to come badly enough out. It's to thin the herd, and it still doesn't work because people want to come badly enough to the United States. So they've got a huge backup.
But the people who go through it.
People that go through hazing, and it doesn't matter whether you have to wear a stupid hat while you get paddled by a college sophomore, or whether you have to have your testicles put in a nutcracker by your sergeant, or whatever it is that they do, because they do some crazy hazing things around the world. People will always defend hazing that have been through hazing, and it's essentially
the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's this. What's the term for
cycle of abuse?
Yeah, I can't remember. But anyway, it's a common syndrome.
That's why those people.
When our great great grandparents though came to this country through Ellis Island, so to speak. Okay.
Sure.
It wasn't like that. At least not what I know about history. It wasn't like that. I could be wrong. But I mean, you came here and there was a process. You went through, you got checked in. If you weren't carrying a disease, boom, they let you in. I don't see why it has to be so difficult for these people to come to this country. And
because of protectionism.
Well,
It was not just protectionism. The other reason is that big business, who really controls the government, wants to have these people as their virtual slaves. And the fact is that if you are an immigrant and you come here illegally and you work for, you know, in order to make a better life for you and your family, and you're working for these people, you can't quit. So they're paying you $2 or $3 an hour to work out in the hot sun to pick berries or whatever it is that you do. You can't leave because they'll turn you into INS, is what they claim to you.
Well, you bring up virtual slaves. I'm sorry, we're all virtual slaves. We all have to pay taxes and everything.
But they're slaves to a greater extent.
Well, if you want to say that, I don't know. I mean, I've worked in environments where Hispanics ran the place. And, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Actually, the only job I've ever got fired from, I'm not going to go so far as to say it's because I wasn't Hispanic, but you could talk to 1,000 people that have worked there would tell you I'm telling the truth. I mean, the place is very partial to Hispanics. They make their little niche in the world.
Oh, yeah.
They come here and be successful. I think the government has turned us all into slaves as long as we're paying taxes. You had a previous caller talk about his taxes. I mean, I'm dealing with the IRS right now in a bunch of years I didn't file, and the way they screw you about, I mean, get this. If you owe the IRS money, you're going to owe that money until either A, you pay it, or you die. But if you didn't file a year and you're due a refund, you better claim it within 3 years. There's a statute of limitations. And it goes with the federal IRS and it goes to the state of Virginia also. If you don't claim your refund in 3 years, bye, it's gone.
Yeah, that's so, how it goes.
Yeah, that's how it goes. And the whole system is rigged for them. And it doesn't matter if you're talking about Hispanics. It doesn't matter if you're talking about other immigrants. It don't matter if you're talking about black Americans or white Americans. We're all slaves to them. The hierarchy at the top, we are all slaves under them.
I agree with that. By the way, did you hear the show earlier tonight when Mark was reading the five circles of immigration hell?
No, I just actually see y'all in just before I called. So.
Well, you missed something. Grab the archives later at freetalklive.com because it was a really great story from Cracked about a man who actually went through the immigration bureaucracy, and he tells his story in a very amusing fashion of just how awful and just oppressive and expensive and time-consuming the process was, and was pointed out, and Mark made this point, and I think it's a really good one, that every immigrant is illegal. If the definition of illegal is one who breaks the government's laws in the process of becoming an immigrant, then every one of them is illegal, likely, because there's a question that they're asked during the immigration process, and that question is, have you ever broken any laws?
Or have you ever, persecuted somebody because of their race or their sex or their, you know, a couple list of other things on there.
And so, therefore, if the person who is attempting to legally immigrate is to answer that question in the affirmative, they will likely be denied access to the country. So they have to say, no, I have not broken any laws. And so, therefore, they are perjuring themselves, therefore breaking the law in order to come.
So their immigration is, in fact, null and void.
Well, it's illegal, right, to perjure yourself.
Well, hey, they're an illegal immigrant.
Jericho, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And if it was just like a, and that's kind of an extension of the point I made, and that is that who isn't an illegal?
Sure.
Who in this country isn't an illegal? Who hasn't sped? Who hasn't drank underage or smoked pot? I mean, you take those three things, and you can probably put every American in at least one category.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TactileGear.com. All Tactile gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TactileGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free. And they include things like our bulletin board system where you can interact with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Everything from serious issues to silly nonsense. You'll find it at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. The Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010 is coming up in about a month's time. The 24th through the 27th of June is when it's happening. Where? Northern New Hampshire, Lancaster, Rogers Campground, right next to the White Mountains. Beautiful location. Great time of year to be visiting New Hampshire, but the best part is the hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that you will be hanging out with all weekend long, or all week if you get there early. A lot of people get there that week. The 24th is a Thursday. A lot of people show up on Sunday or Monday and just camp out and hang out and party all week long, and it's really a great time. There's stuff for the family. There's stuff for just couples and everything. So much to do. I can't even get into to scratch the surface of the official itinerary, and that's just the official stuff. There's also alternative things going on, like the Alternatives Expo and just, gatherings of folks doing things that they feel interested in doing. It's a really self-starting event full of liberty-minded people that are having a great time. Go to porkfest2010.com, PORCFEST2010.com to get registered. There's a forum there. You can learn how to get a ride share if you're going to travel up from somewhere else in the country. You can maybe find somebody else who's going as well and split the cost of the gas. So there are lots of different options as to how to get up here. But get up here because it's going to be a lot of fun. Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land at markstevens.net. He is slated to appear as long as enough tickets are sold. Michael Badnarik Beck, the former Libertarian Party presidential candidate, also Free State Project member. He will be speaking there as well. Stefan Molyneux is slated as well to speak. However, Mark Stevens and Michael Badnarik can only make it if enough people buy tickets for their events. So those tickets are still being sold. You should get yours at porkfest2010.com. That's Porkfest with a C, porkfest2010.com. And we will see you there because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live every single night, as we have done for the past several years. So we continue here with your phone calls, and let's start with Clayton in Illinois. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Julia, and Mark. Clayton, Illinois, going once. Clayton in Illinois, going twice. Let's try Bile in New Jersey on the amp lines. Hello, Bile.
Good evening.
Hey, Bile. What's on your mind tonight?
I've got an update on Julian Heckman and his ongoing jury nullification outreach.
Yes, the saga of Julian Heckman, who has been going from federal courthouse to federal courthouse across the Northeast, from Pennsylvania to New Jersey and I guess Maryland or somewhere else in that region. You guys have been showing up at courthouses and handing out fully informed jury information. He has been arrested a number of times for simply trying to inform potential jurors of their right to nullify the law, to vote not guilty based on their conscience, based on their feelings and their thoughts about the law itself and not whether or not it's been broken. So he's been reaching out to people and faced a lot of flack from the feds. What happened this time?
So he decided to do it on a, on a Tuesday. Normally he does it on a Monday. And he showed up, I showed up just as he was starting, and it went through the normal, routine of him standing there with his sign, the cops staring at him, the cops approach him. But at this point it was a little bit different. The arresting officer, who is the same arresting officer who's arrested him each of the other, like, six or seven times he's been arrested at that point, at that, location. And the same person who arrested myself when I was filming him in November just stood, like, almost at arm's length from him for about 45 minutes and waited for Julian to finish all his get rid of all his pamphlets, or at least that's what I assume had occurred. Julian starts to walk away to, like, put his book bag or satchel on the steps to write something into, like, a notebook. And the officer, I guess, attempts to hand him the citation, at which point he might have told him he was under arrest. Julian goes down to the ground like he normally does and just goes, you know, limp. He gets civilly disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the officer starts pulling him around, rolls him over, goes through all his pockets, puts him on his side, puts cuffs on him, lays him and lets him sit there for a minute, then drags him to the side on the steps. They pull out a wheelchair from the building, wheel him through the plaza into a side entrance where there wasn't steps, and that was all I could do at the time. Later, we found out that he was handed over to the NYPD, and he is being held at Rikers Island since Tuesday because I suspect due to bench warrants that he had out for his arrest.
Whoa.
Due to not showing up to previous court dates for previous arrests at 500 Pearl Street in Manhattan.
So wait, these are federal warrants?
It's a federal case, I suspect so. Yeah.
So why would the NYPD be? I guess they're holding him as a federal prisoner then.
I guess so. I mean, he may have had bench warrants from New York also for other activism he did a couple years ago.
So they're finally really cracking down on him. They didn't just release him that night, then. He's being held indefinitely?
He's being held, well, his bail was remanded, which means that he can't get any sort of bail until his court date, which is set for June 8th.
Oh, boy.
All of this can be found on blogofbile.com. It's
okay.
The top couple posts. There, he's already in the Department of Corrections system, so you can find his profile online. And all that is there is that he's got a court date on June 8th, and he's being charged with resisting arrest and disorderly conduct.
The guy's a hero. He's been, as I said, going from court to court and doing fully informed jury outreach. He's been arrested countless times. And he's just, from what I can tell, I've never met him in person. You have, certainly, a number of times. He seems like just a nice older guy.
The only thing he's getting arrested for is standing in front of a federal courthouse handing out pamphlets to jurors. And they just keep arresting him over and over again. You thought that the government worked for you. You thought that they were your servants.
You thought that
you paid into this system and that you owned those federal courthouses. You were wrong.
You thought there was freedom of speech. You thought there was freedom of assembly. You thought there was the First Amendment. But they don't care. So, Bile, I presume you're going to be following this case fairly closely.
Yeah, we're trying to see if there's enough people in the area to have a protest at Rikers Island on Monday. But it's being a holiday and all, we suspect that might not happen. But I've been trying to figure out how to contact his wife to see if Julian actually wants us to do anything because he. His shtick has always been sort of, well, I'm 78, you know, my life is pretty much past. If they put me in jail, I just don't have to pay for an old home.
He's 78? I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
He seems so spry and so on target, if you will, and very, he seems like a pretty sharp dude from what I can tell.
Doesn't seem 78.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's in quite good shape, but... He's always used that, his age and the fact that, you know, he has no responsibilities anymore as sort of his shtick and reason for why older people should go out and, you know, be activists.
Good on him. I hope he can inspire some to do that. That's a great reason. Hey, you're at the end of your lifetime. You don't have as much to lose at that point. And how awful does it look when the government goons are carrying out a 78-year-old man as they're arresting him? This guy is 78, and he's doing the kind of civil disobedience and non-cooperation that Lauren Canario has been doing up here in New Hampshire for a number of years. And he's far more brittle and far more in more questionable health condition. And that does not look good for the government goons when they are using their force against a 78-year-old man. And I hope you'll keep us in the loop, Bile, as to what happens here. He is in jail, and the trial that you said was for early June?
Yes, June 8th.
All right. Well, keep us in the loop, will you?
Yep.
Appreciate hearing from you. People should visit your website at blogofbile.com if they want to be kept up on to the latest on this as it develops here with Julian Hecklin, the fully informed jury activist who has been arrested and imprisoned.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support the show, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live at promote.freetalklive.com. We've got a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
And the LCL report has released a new video, and I'm just going to read the description here for it. You can go see it at lclreport.com. It's the part two of old ads that that would be Taryn Lupo, the guy who does it, dug up for the Harry Brown 2000 presidential run. And, Ian, I remember these ads.
Good ads. They were good ads.
You ran them on the stations in Sarasota.
That's right. I paid my own money to run Harry Brown's ads on the radio.
Yeah, these were turned down by Comedy Central because they would not play anything political. Boy, have times changed there. These ads are mainly focused on the war on drugs and gun rights. I can't believe it's been 5 years gone, but happy birthday, Harry. So,
oh, it's Harry's birthday? I didn't know that.
I'm not 100% certain, but you can go see the video at lclreport.com.
Good stuff.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to continue with your phone calls about what you want. Travis, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's happening?
What's on your mind tonight, Travis?
Well, I was going to see if you could educate me a little bit.
All right, what about?
Well, I consider myself a libertarian, and I know the constitutionalist and libertarian views on the income tax, but right here in the Constitution, it says the Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived, without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. I was just wondering, was that put in there by our founding fathers or not?
Well, I don't know. First of all, I don't consider them my founding fathers, mm-hmm. and I don't consider myself having any connection to their documents and their government and their Constitution. And as a liberty-minded person, I am against aggression. I'm against peaceful people being aggressed against by whoever, and I consider taxes to be aggression. So it wouldn't matter to me if the founding fathers put that in there because
that wasn't really his question.
It doesn't justify it.
you know, I'd say that if you want to read what was added, it would be the 16th Amendment is what was added about income tax. And I couldn't tell you off the top of my head what it says regarding income tax. I can tell you that if you don't pay, they'll put you in jail. So effectively, you know, they're levying it. There's a great deal of conversation that goes on about this at the BBS at freetalklive.com. So if you go to bbs.freetalklive.com, there's probably people that are far better experts than we are regarding this.
All right.
But, yeah, I'm pretty sure that provision you read was originally in the Constitution.
Yeah, it has something to do with apportionment and somehow our income tax is not apportioned or I don't know.
Right. I was listening to Larkin Rose on Mark Stevens' No State Project show a couple days ago, and he was talking about how, on one hand, you know, the Declaration of Independence has all this wonderful language about freedom, and then on the other hand, there's this sentence, there's this section in there about how they have the ability to tax. So are you free? Are all men equal, or are some men more equal than others, and that they get to forcibly extract your wealth from you?
Well, do you believe that there should be no taxes?
I believe there should be no aggression, and I consider taxes to be aggression.
Yeah, taxes are people being forced to pay a monopoly for you know, what it is that they, you know, their services.
And, they may or may not want.
Right, and a monopoly is, as you know, not going to provide very good services. And you know, if you're forced to pay without ever having made any kind of agreement, then it's it's not a valid contract. So I don't think that there should be taxes. However, I'm willing to move from a world where we, you know, currently have a huge intrusive government, you know, and shrink the government down somehow until we can get it down to a manageable size, and then some people can go out on their own and try completely voluntary scenarios or something like that. It's most important to me to have a peaceful progression to a voluntary society.
Julia, what do you think? Taxes, should they be around? And if not, how would all of the services that people want be funded?
Well, I don't, when I think about this issue, to me, it's solely a moral issue. And I just would like to speak to anybody out there who really believes that they are better than me and that they know how to spend my money better than I do and that they, for some reason, have some right to take it from me. And I mean, I just can't see it any other way.
But children, they need to be educated.
Right. Well, parents should be responsible for educating their own children. I certainly am not responsible for it. I didn't have children. And to suggest that most parents, like most parents, don't have a financial incentive to make. I mean, you got to get the most out of your kids, right? They're a really, really, really expensive, some would say, investment.
But Julia, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yes,
how can you say and be so selfish to say that you didn't have children? I mean, these are the kids that are going to work at your business when they grow up. They're going to live in the same town as you, and you have an obligation to take care of them.
You know what's really funny is, and I'm sure a lot of people think I'm really mean for this, but I don't care about other people's kids.
Well, you know,
I'm serious. I'm being honest. I really don't. I'm not going to kick your kid if I see him walking down the street. But it's like, you have kids. That's great. Fine for you. It's right. Got nothing to do with me. See you later.
And you don't have an obligation to take care of somebody else's responsibilities. They're the ones that spread their legs, and they're the ones that have the kids. It's their responsibility. You could help if you felt so inclined. You could voluntarily decide to help a kid if you like
them. And there are plenty of people out there who love kids and would like to do that.
Well, I suspect over time your attitude towards children will probably change, but that doesn't matter. that's not important here. What is important is that, you know, the idea that you can just have kid upon kid upon kid, and then the expectation that somebody else is going to take care of them. And it really frustrates me when I go, because the town meeting in my town is always held at the school. I go to the school. I see all these people with their nice, shiny cars that are dropping their kids off. I'm driving up in my 93 Dodge Shadow with peeling paint. And these are the people whose kids I'm paying to educate by taking money away from my kid. The $3,000 or whatever a year that I pay in property taxes, that's money I can be using to educate my child. I promise I will never send my child to your public school. May I please not have to pay for it?
Travis, your thoughts.
Well, I totally understand and agree with a total voluntary society, but how would a voluntary society pay for things like roads and such as that?
Roads is such a funny issue. I was actually talking about this with somebody recently. On my way to work, I go through so much construction, and it's taken my hour drive and turned it into like an hour and 15-minute drive. And one of the things I notice is that the construction workers, they don't work on weekends. Sometimes they don't work on Fridays. They certainly don't work in the evenings. They're very slow. I see a lot of cones, nothing getting done. And I just think to myself, like, wow, if businesses on this owned this, if this was private property, a business would have such an incentive to finish this road quickly. Yeah. Because they would want people to come to their business.
Boy, let me tell you, businesses hate it when construction right. happens in front of their business because it is a killer to their traffic.
And it goes on for months and months and years and years. Yeah. I mean, this isn't something that they do quickly. So, I mean, yeah, we have roads, and are they functionable? Yeah, they are. But could they be better? What I love about the thought of there being no government is like just so much wasted productivity, wasted time. Like how much better could life be? Roads, as we know them, have been made the same exact way from asphalt since they've come about, I believe. I don't know a ton about roads, but
certainly in
think
our
about
lifetime.
What kind of innovations could be made with roads and travel if it weren't in the government's hands, who does things one way forever.
We can only imagine. Travis, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Phil in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Phil.
Hey, if I could just comment on Travis's thing. In the Constitution, when it says income, the word income is alluding to gains made by a corporation, not a wage that's earned by an individual.
Tell that to the judge.
Yeah, right. Well, the Supreme Court has ruled on it twice, but the lower court seemed to not want to abide by what the Supreme Court has said.
Shocking.
As for the taxation issue, you just get rid of all taxes and have a 1% flat tax on everything. And, I mean, that way, you know, the people who deal in, like, drugs and money laundering and illegal things that are tax-exempt, which are actually the most profitable, you know, industries, they still are taxed because they have to buy products and this and that. And if you don't want to, you know, pay the tax on something, then you're not forced to, you know, purchase that item. If you don't,
I'm not against what you're saying. You know, I think that if you could keep the government at, you know, a 1% tax on, you know, things sold at the retail level, you'd be doing a great thing. But the other thing you have to take away from the government is the ability to print money and the ability to spend beyond their means. Because if they're supposed to only get 1%, but they do like the Bush administration did and put, you know, forward, you know, debts that are to be paid off by our grandchildren, then they're still even more evil and arduous.
Hey, Phil, thanks for the call. We're out of time for tonight. It has been Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.